Mayor George here now.
Entertained a motion to come out of recess into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in general session for purpose of public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to read the rules of procedure for zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and presents reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Ms. Cornwell and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of each hearing, of each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If P&Z deferred the action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2064 on behalf of R&K Partners. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.54 acres more or less, located on the northwest side of Savannah Road, Route 18, approximately 450 feet northeast of Westcoats Road, Route 12. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 12.05, Parcel 4. The 911 address is 1537 Savannah Road, Lewis. Staff notes that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on January 26, 2017. At that time, staff noted that there was a staff analysis response from DLDOT, and the applicant had submitted a site plan along with an exhibit booklet. At the February 9th, 2017 meeting of the Planning Commission, the Planning Commission recommended approval with conditions of the conditional use for medical offices. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Hutt.
Good afternoon, members of council. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. Today I'm representing the Hasmani family, and sitting to my right and your left is Dr. Vinay Hasmani, and next to him is John Murray with Kircher Engineering, and sitting behind them is John Lester, the architect for the project. The property that we are here about today is actually shown on the screen, and there's a sort of a Superman symbol that has a C in the middle of it, showing that there's an application pending on the web page, and that is the site. It is located just a little bit east of the West Coast corner on Route 9 or Savannah Road as you head into the city of Lewis from the Five Points intersection. The Hasmani family has owned this property since 1988. Many of you may be familiar with Dr. Hasmani, who's here, his father, who has been practicing medical in the medical practice in Sussex County since 1978. So for almost 40 years, he's been in this area. And as you'll hear a little bit later from Dr. Hasmani himself, the exciting thing for Sussex County is that one of its sons is going to come back and practice some medicine in Sussex County, as the younger Dr. Hasmani would be coming down here and practicing medicine in Sussex County. The Sussex County tax map that you have in front of you on the screens is there because from 1980 until today, there have been more than 28 conditional use applications granted along the portion of Savannah Road that begins at Orchard Road, a little bit west of this property, and ends at the municipal limits for the city of Lewis. If you expand that area to immediately include the area west of Orchard Road, a number actually increases to be over 30. So there have been over 30 conditional use applications granted. And if you were to ride this stretch of Route 9, you would quickly recognize it as sort of a professional office boulevard, as there are numerous professional offices that exist from the Five Point intersection to the municipal boundary with the city of Lewis. And of course, for some reason, this has developed as a natural area for doctors who also practice at BB Hospital. The properties on either side of the Hasmani's property also have conditional uses. Immediately to the west of the property is Bayview Medical Center, and to the east of the property is Bayside Health Associates. In fact, on the eastern side of the property, the sort of layout of the property, Ms. Cornwell has put the cursor on conditional use 1009, I think my vision is correct. And that is a very similar layout because the lot is similarly situated and structured as to what is proposed. I note that as was noted when the planning and zoning findings were read into the record, there is a site plan that was submitted, a preliminary site plan, of course, and that is also included in the exhibit notebook that you have in front of you. The site is a little over 1.5 acres. It was previously improved with a single-family residence. The property is in the AR1 zoning district, and the application that is before you is for a conditional use for a medical office building of just under 10,000 square feet. The use of a medical office in this area is consistent with Sussex County's comprehensive plan and is also consistent with the strategies for state policies and spending, as this is an investment area level 2. The site is supplied with central water via Tidewater and by central sewer through Sussex County itself. While it is not a requirement for this type of an application, in your exhibit notebook, there's a tab K, and in that tab, the section 99 factors for a subdivision are shown. And I know that the council is familiar with those as you routinely evaluate projects and consider those types of matters. Again, while they don't have application to this specific project because it's not a subdivision application, they do have many factors which are just good for land use. And I was going to highlight a couple of those for you, not go through each one of them. But for instance, number 1, 6, and 16, or those factors, discuss generally the integration into the existing terrain and the surrounding landscape. And the proposed use couldn't be more consistent, as I mentioned a moment ago. On either side is the exact same use as is proposed in this conditional use. And the almost 30 conditional uses that exist are all professional offices, and many of those are medical offices. The 12th factor of the section, code section 99 factors, is the effect on area property values. And changing this from the existing single-family use to be consistent with the other medical and professional offices in this area will actually enhance this property's value and the property values of the surrounding and neighboring properties. The 15th factor is the effect on area roadways and public transportation. And in your exhibit notebook from tabs I and J, you have the DLDOT's response to the service level evaluation request, and in that response, DLDOT indicated that no traffic impact study was required. You also have at the second tab that I mentioned, tab J, a letter of no objection to recordation of the site plan from DLDOT, which is a further indication that there will not be, that there's, this is consistent with the other uses in the area and not require any further evaluation of the traffic conditions. The property is also within Sussex County's environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone. And again, just like I said with the Section 99 factors, while it's technically not required for a conditional use application of this nature, at tab L, we included a list of each of the 12 considerations for projects within the environmentally sensitive overlay zone. And again, I'm going to highlight a few of those for you. As is mentioned in that exhibit, you'll see that the drainage design and stormwater management that is proposed to be done on the site will be green technology using best management practices, which will, of course, be submitted to the Sussex Conservation District for approval as part of final site plan approval. There are no endangered or threatened species on the property. There are no state or federal jurisdictional wetlands on the property. And the last one I'll highlight is that there are no other sensitive areas that are on this site, such as the City of Lewis Wellhead Protection Zone. Over the last several decades, and likely largely because of the proximity to Beebe Hospital, as well as the growth of this area of Sussex County, this area has become, this particular area of Savannah Road has become a preferred location for professional offices and in particular medical practices. The growth in the population has outstripped the supply of doctors, and in a moment I'm going to ask Dr. Hasmani to speak to this. As was mentioned by Ms. Cornwell, the Planning Commission, after considering the application, did recommend approval with conditions, and the Hasmani family would be asking the Council to adopt the Planning Commission recommendation. At this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Hasmani if he would come and speak briefly about his family's connection to the medical practice in Sussex County, the need for more medical services that I just referenced. I think there's some need for primary care physicians and some of the specialties which he will reference. And then I'll also ask him to share he and his family's vision for this property. Dr. Osmani, if you could begin by introducing yourself to the Council.
I'm Vinay Hasmani. I'm a third-generation physician. I practice cardiology in Newark, Delaware. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you guys today. So the vision for the property stems from the fact that I wanted to come back and try to practice in Sussex County. I went to kindergarten through high school in the Cape and Lopin School District. But when I said I wanted to come back, people were asking me, are you going to bring any friends? And by that, they wanted to know, we don't want you. We want you to bring some more physicians.
Your superintendent is back there. Would you like to have him come up as a character witness by chance?
We could do that.
Okay.
So, you know, the question is, well, what kind of physicians do you need? And people tell me primary care. I've heard neurology. I've heard urology. My dad's a urologist. He's been there for almost 40 years. And he's trying to recruit a urologist. We're trying to recruit dermatologists is what we were told. So the easy thing would have been to come back and just set foot in Dad's office. But we're getting a lot of people just kind of pleading to us to help with doctors. I have a lot of my patients who move down south, and they come back to Wilmington to see me. I'm like, you know, there's really a good cardiologist down there to stay down there, but they still drive. So the thought for the building is a place for me to be able to practice. And also we have some plans to recruit some primary care doctors to come down. Another unique thing that we're doing, Mr. Lester's designed a kind of a rotating suite in the medical office building. And what we would like to do with that is, you know, try to recruit some doctors and make it instead of cost prohibitive to come down and rent a place, a couple thousand square foot place for, you know, $365, you know, why not have come down and rent an afternoon, rent a day, and kind of revolve doctors in and out. And I think that's some of the prohibitive factor for doctors to come and rent a second office. And medical reimbursements don't pay, and real estate, you know, can put you under. So that's kind of our plan. It's a little rendition of the building there that Mr. Lester did for us, trying to make a very environmentally friendly and kind of a warm place for people to come and see their doctor. So thanks for the opportunity.
As I stated a moment ago, the applicants ask the council to adopt the finding of the Planning and Zoning Commission. As you've heard from the testimony in these exhibit notebooks that you have, and as I think is set forth in the Planning Commission's recommendation, approval of this conditional use will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents. And as you just heard, it'll supplement the medical services industry here in Sussex County, and in particular do so in an area and along a roadway where those medical uses are already concentrated due to the proximity of Beebe Hospital. I'm ready if the council has any questions for me, as is Dr. Hasmani and Mr. Murray and Mr. Lester.
Any questions?
George, you got any?
No, just years ago I used to try to encourage when we did development along that road, because it's the main entrance into Lewis. And it's, I think it's also
byways.
Byways, that's byways. Right, they're byways. So, Is it possible that maybe it could be designed that we have more green up front and maybe put more parking in the rear? Just because if it looks like a bunch of parking lots as we go into Lewis, is not as attractive maybe as the historical area was all single family homes for years, and it's now been converted, so we're losing a lot of the green and the softness of, you know, going into Lewis. So I just encourage it, if it's possible, that you could take. It looks like you got double parking going up front with some handicap parking, and it looked like there's substantial space in the rear, which was open space. I personally would rather see loss of some of that open space in the rear and put some open space and maybe some green, you know, some landscaping up front, which would again be an enhancement to the Lewis Byway. So that's just a suggestion.
And the design staff is here, but in addition to that, I would note that one of the things that drives the placement of parking and the location of the building and open space is stormwater management, mm-hmm. and which soils are best suited to handle the absorption of the stormwater. So, but those factors will be considered by
the design. If it's possible to make a switch and push some of it, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other questions?
One of the few people who showed up that were in opposition, I think, was some lady that live behind there that wanted a buffer between there and the rear. So right. I mean,
goes both ways. I understand. That's
yeah.
right.
And then the Planning Commission's recommendation was to have, if the natural vegetation at the rear of the property wasn't sufficient, that there would be some Leland cypress right. or similar trees planted. Although I would note that the property that was the individuals who showed up at the hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission, the design of the subdivision behind that,
there is a
substantial area of open space already that exists there.
Just a comment, Mr. President, if I may. I just want to, number one, thank you for coming back home and serving the residents of your hometown, if you would, because we certainly are a great need of medical services as our population continues to come here and is aging with grace. Seriously, I think I commend you for that. So, but I'm curious: is there another business in the area that has this revolving door concept that you're aware of? I think it's a great idea. I'm not relevant necessarily to the application, but I'm just curious.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure there is with the amount of property that we have here, but this concept was kind of thought up by us because I've had that problem up in Newark. You're trying to serve I'm in Newark and there's people in Middletown, and trying to put an office and rent it for the entire year is putting me under. So we thought about, I don't want to use the word Airbnb on record, but it's kind of that similar concept for.
Just did.
Okay.
You are on record.
I'm a physician, not an attorney, as you know. So we thought that would just make it, cost effective. And there are doctors, as you know, even in the area who are coming down and are subletting different places. I just thought from a personal experience, and I've also talked to some physicians who are willing to come down. They've given me a verbal agreement, and that's how we came up with the concept. But I haven't seen anything advertised. I'm down here once a month now, so I'm not.
So perhaps it's like an Air MD.
There we go.
There you go. We'll patent it. Okay, very good.
Do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public record or public hearing at this point. And if council desires, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. That's their opposition. We'll close public comment. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 1.54 acres, more or less, for the same reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 in your package, with conditions numbered 6A through G.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant conditional use 2064 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning and with the condition that's listed by planning and zoning. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per planning and zoning's recommendations as outlined in 6A through G.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes, on the planning recommendations, P and Z.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, for the same reasons as the other two customers.
Also, I agree with planning and zoning's recommendations and conditions. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Go.
Next.
Thank you. The next one is conditional use number 2070, filed on behalf of Cape and Lupin School District. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school, Sussex Consortium, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25 acres, more or less, located on the southwest side of Sweetbriar Road, Road 261, approximately 3,800 feet southeast of Cave Neck Road, Route 88, the tax parcels District 235, Map 27, Parcel 20. The 911 address is 17344 Sweetbriar Road, Lewis. Staff notes that on January 26th, the Planning Commission held a public hearing, and at that time, there was a staff analysis response for DLDOT, the plus response comments, an exhibit booklet, and a site plan submitted into the record as part of the application. At the end of that meeting, the Planning Commission did recommend approval of the application with several conditions. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, Mr. Willard.
Good afternoon, council. Tim Willard, Fuquay, Willard, Stevens, and Schaub here in Georgetown, representing Cape Henlopen School District. With me here today is Bob Fulton. He's a superintendent of Cape Henlopen School District. You all know Zach Crouch, who's with Davis, Bowen, and Ferdell. Mr. Fuquay actually presented this at Planning Commission, but I'm here today for the applicant. And we're hoping that you'll agree with the Planning Commission as well as the staff analysis in support of this application. This is a conditional use application for a new school. You should have before you a lot of information from Davis Bowen. I'm going to summarize that, and then as far as our presentation, and then call Mr. Fulton or Mr. Krautz will be available for questions if you'd like. The property is located on the southwest side of Sweetbriar, which is a road that connects Cave Neck Road to Route 9. It's actually 1 mile north of Route 9. It's 24.8 acres, part of a 141-acre parcel owned by Red Mill Pond LLC. It's currently under contract by the school district for this purpose. The land is cleared. It's surrounded mainly by farmland to the south, the east, and the west. In the north, on the other side of Sweetbriar, there are a couple residences. Thank you, Janelle. I forget the name of one of them. It's Carly something. It's GR, and there's another manufactured home. To the northwest is Vincent Overlook. I'm not sure how recent that photo is because it's more developed, Vincent Overlook. And that's at MRRPC to the north. So it's farmland and residential. It is zoned AR1. As you probably know, AR1 of a conditional use is a permitted conditional use, and AR1 is an educational facility. This proposal is for the new consortium. It will be their main facility. A little background on the consortium, and some of you probably are already familiar with it. There's a really good narrative about the consortium at the last tab in here about the history of it. The consortium, and this is planning to be their main facility. Over the last few years, they've been at a facility off of Blockhouse Pond. They've moved over to the Lewis High School. They serve students with severe learning disabilities. It's evolved to students that have hearing disabilities, and a large population of their students have autism. And they've grown over the years. In 1975, I think they had 95 students. Today, they're about up to 280. And they actually have been known throughout the nation, and some other schools have come to look at them as a model. Currently, as I said, they're now at Lewis High School. This would be their main facility, but a lot of the students also mainstream, so they go to the high school, the middle schools, the elementary schools. The new school would be designed to meet the current needs and actually anticipate maybe some future needs and growth. The ratio of students to teacher would be 4.3 students per teacher. The age in the facility for these students is anywhere from 3 to 21. The school would operate at 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. year-round, and all the teachers are certified in special ed, autism certified, and CORE certified. And as I said, this consortium over the years has gotten some, and so that some of that information is in there. They've gotten some national and state recognition. As to the building itself, and you have some designs. I don't know if Janelle can do some verticals there. The plan is a two-story building with 9,800 square feet. 98,000 square feet to be able to house 410 students. About the same size as the elementary school that's being built on 24. The plan is to, for the initial stage, to build 60,000 square feet, and then later another phase, 38,000. There's only one entrance. I don't know if we have I think you have a close-up there, and I'm sure it's in your book. There's to be one entrance, maybe that one. That's one entrance and one exit off of Sweet Bar. Parking would be in the front and to the west. The building would contain classrooms, administration, gymnasium, cafeteria, kitchen. There'd be a secured courtyard in the back, and most of the activity would be in the back. There's also be lockers, and there may be funding down the road for a therapeutic kind of swimming pool. The project or the building facility would be served by water, domestic, and fire through Tidewater. I think just this morning you approved district expansion for the sewer district, and there's capacity there. The entrance would be up to DLDOT standards. There's the plus comments as well as the DLDOT specific letter service evaluation request in your material. No TIS was recommended because the volume was at the end, the low capacity, but they recommended an area level study and which Cape Henlopen would contribute to that. I'm told that majority of students that come there come by bus, so that cuts down on the volume as well. The school would be served by the Lewis Fire Department as far as that protection. There are no environmental concerns that DENREC reported. There are no historic preservation concerns reported by that agency. No wetlands, title or non-title, and no federal listed endangered species. As far as why this site was chosen, number one, it was within the district, which was a requirement. The Sussex Consortium, unlike the other schools in the Cape Henlopen School District, and that's where it really got its name. It originally was a facility that was the school district and the Children's Beach House came together to provide that service. So they provide service to all students in need in Sussex County. So one of the reasons they went this way is they wanted to go west to maybe help out the people out west that come visit the school or go to the school. It also was available for sale, which was important. We didn't just take it, which the state does.
That's
It's a good thing.
It's a can do, I guess. Title 297525 also doesn't let the school just indiscriminately go out and buy property. They have to go through the state, and they need approval by the state education department, by OMB, and the state planning office. In one of your tabs, or your exhibit 5, you'll see a letter from the executive department signed off by the heads of all those departments approving this location as approved, if not ideal. As far as the land use and where we are in this is an environmentally sensitive developing district, which you just heard a little bit about and you hear a lot about, but it is a growth zone where they're supposed to direct development. And there is water and sewer available. As I also said, in AR1, specifically an educational facility is a conditional use that's contemplated. And I think finally, if ever there were a true conditional use, this is one that's not only public, but it's very desirable and it serves the needs of this county, that is children with special learning disabilities. So
you're implying some of the conditional uses you brought in for us before were not legitimate, but this one is? This is finally.
I've watched Mr. Fuqua do some strange things up here, but I
don't. you're blaming it on Fuqua. Okay, that's good.
Well, actually, as Mr. Moore will tell you, some of those residential uses are specific conditional uses that are contemplated. In any event, that's pretty much my presentation. I'd call one of the, maybe Mr. Fulton up here to. Can you come up? I think you have to be sworn.
No.
You don't swear him here.
No. That's Board of Adjustment.
He's honest. He's honest anyways.
Yeah, they should have sweared me, I guess. Mr. Fulton, you've heard my representations to the council here this afternoon. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
They are.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, we just appreciate the opportunity to speak in front of you before you this evening today. And this is a very special school for a very dedicated group of staff members and students who have special needs that we feel that we're doing a really good job to serve. We feel that the school is going to be built very, very much quality, and not just the school itself, but the surroundings behind the school with playgrounds, walking paths, and activity places for the kids with special needs and for the community in the area. So we're pretty excited about the land we're able to find, which is not easy, and purchase, and looking forward to this school opening. It's long overdue. Our Sussex Consortium of Autistic Students have sort of taken whichever building was there or not being used, and it's nice that they're finally going to have a school built exactly for their needs, for the students and staff.
Mr. President, I've had a neighbor who unfortunately felt the need to have their child go south, down to Maryland, because of what you've said. So I think it is an attribute to the community, and I think in you and in the educational system to be the forefront and be the leader on this, because I think the community is very much in need. But I would be curious, how many of the kids do you perceive that will be attending the school are outside of your school district?
Roughly 65% actually live in the Cape Hamilton School District.
Okay.
The other 35% live in various school districts throughout the county. It's one of the reasons we chose the area we did and the site we did, because although it's only 35%, there are a lot of kids on the bus for longer than we'd like. And to stay on the west side of Route 1 was important to us. Just to go from this area in across Route 1 into Lewis takes another 10 to 15 minutes sometimes. And when you're on the bus over an hour already during the day, and your special needs students with, sure, you know, paraeducators and drivers and stuff, it's a good thing.
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Any questions of council?
If not, do you have anything else, Mr. Willard, you'd like to present?
No, other than it occurs to me that the last hearing, there may have been somebody here in opposition. I think it was somewhat quelled, but because of the new entrance and the school being there, there's going to be some traffic devices there to alert the public of the school being there, which will be beneficial, we think, to everybody.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Mr. President, seeing none, then we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if the council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing, and that's our top position. We'll close public record. And Mr. Boardman, your short title?
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a special needs school, Sussex Consortium, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 25 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning and zoning in your packet, numbered 1 through 6, with the conditions numbered 7A through G.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption of conditional use 2070.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant conditional use 2070 for the reasons as stated by planning and zoning and with the conditions placed on it by planning and zoning. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely yes, as it relates to planning and zoning's recommendation of items 7A through G. Happy to see those.
Mr. Wilson.
My vote is yes, and it will be absolutely.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes for the same reasons as Mr. Arlett.
I also agree with planning and zoning's findings and their reasons, and I'll vote yes also. Motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, the last hearing today is